We're going to hear next about the response to Hurricane Katrina. Hospitals, government agencies, and charitable organizations have all geared up for this storm. NPR's Joanne Silberner has this update on the public health response.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency started mobilizing its public health response on Friday. Michael Brown heads the agency.
I have sent our national disaster medical teams in several places. First of all, they've gone to the Superdome because there's about 9 or 10,000 people there, and they're now without power, so it's going to get very muggy, very steamy and hot in there.
Some of those people are very likely to need medical care. So will those who didn't evacuate. Brown says the team in New Orleans is ready. They're establishing a base at the huge stadium.
It's actually a miniature hospital. It's doctors, surgeons, nurses, anesthetists, pharmacists, logisticians, truck drivers, janitors. It's a self-contained miniature hospital.
In addition to the team already at the Superdome, he's got four others waiting outside New Orleans, waiting to see which way the storm turns and where they'll be needed. The hospitals in the city are getting ready as well. John James is the chief medical officer for Tulane University Hospital and Clinic.
Starting yesterday morning at 7 in the morning, we brought in all the staff that we'd need for both shifts for the duration of the hurricane.
And last night, they made some emergency room changes.
We've had to move our emergency department from the first floor up to the third floor. So in case we had water in on the first floor, we'd still have a functional emergency room on the third floor.
They got practice in setting up last year with Hurricane Ivan. And earlier this year, Hurricane Dennis. Both turned before hitting the city. Right now with Katrina, she says,
we are really in the worst part of the winds of the storm now, or soon to be, so there's really no other patients coming into the hospital at this point. Movement around the city is pretty much stopped at this point.
They're taking care of the patients they have now and getting ready for later. Her own family has already evacuated. She'll see what's happened to her house when she finally gets home. Property may be damaged, but Jean-Luc Poncelet says in any hurricane, no one has to die. He's head of disaster preparedness at the Pan American Health Organization. He says things could go well.
Hurricanes should not kill anybody. We have a technology nowadays that allows every single person on Earth to be protected from hurricanes, so it is possible.
But it can be difficult, he notes. New Orleans is an old city with narrow streets that slow evacuation, with a very low water table that enhances the chance of flooding, and many buildings built long before building codes took hurricanes into account. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.